Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm Tim Streifler, and my co-host and partner here at WP Gears, David Blackman, is actually out again today. He's been transitioning and settling into a new location after traveling and pulling his RV several thousand miles, and so he will be with us hopefully tomorrow. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about two easy and quick tips to stay extremely organized during client projects. Now, a lot of our listeners here at WP the Podcast are using WordPress to create websites for clients. And so we like to cover a lot of topics that are relevant to that. David and I got started building websites for clients. Now, we've transitioned to, in addition to creating websites for clients, we also have product businesses and a course business. But we like to cover these topics because they're so relevant. And these are the types of topics that no one really talks about. Everyone talks about the plugins and, the tips around WordPress specifically. But the project management, the client services, kind of the business side is not talked about a lot. And so David and I actually have a course, the Divi Business Expert course, where we teach the business side of building a business around WordPress. And so this is the types of things that we talk about. But let's go ahead and dive in. The first tip to help you stay organized during client projects is to create a generic Gmail account specifically for your client that you can use when you have to set up all their various accounts. Now, not every client is the same. Some clients are already going to have hosting. They're already going to have Google Analytics and stuff like that. But if you're building websites for clients that are maybe really small businesses that either have no website at all, maybe they're a brand new business, or they've just been around so long before the internet and they've never bothered to get a website, or they have a website that's super old or something like that. A lot of times in these cases, you're going to have to set up everything fresh. You're going to have to set up hosting for them, for example, or Google Analytics, Google Search Console, Cloudflare, all these different things. If they're e-commerce, you have to set up, perhaps a WooCommerce account to purchase extensions or different things like that. It can be a little bit tedious and time-consuming to have your client have to set those things up and coach them through how to do it and all of that, and then send you the login or add you as a user. It's a lot of waste of time. Additionally, you don't want to add yourself on all of those accounts and set it up with your own email, because then everything's attached to your email. And so what I started doing quite a few years back is creating a free Gmail account specifically for that client. And I put it in their name, but I have access to it. And I use that to set everything up so that I don't have to go through them to get passwords and get logged in and stuff like that. Also, it helps if you're able to get their credit card from them, so you can just purchase things like hosting and whatnot. But that's usually hosting and domains is really the only thing you'd have to use a credit card for. That is extremely helpful, because not only does it not slow you down, but it also makes a clean break. So when you transition everything over to them, you can just give them that Gmail account, give them the login, and they can have access to that, have all the passwords sent there, or they can change the email to their own business email or whatever. You can just give that to them. And then nothing's attached to you. It's just a clean transition. Or if you're going to be doing maintenance for them and maintaining their website and kind of being their go-to person for everything related to their website, then you still have access to that, and you can keep everything separate per client by having those separate accounts. And so it makes things super easy, super clean, and it works out really well. So highly recommend doing that. So that's a first quick tip to help you stay really organized during client projects. And the next quick tip is to use project management templates. And I guess kind of a pre-step to that tip is use project management software if you're not. However, a lot of people will use project management software, but they don't templatize the process. And so if you create project management templates that kind of lay out all the steps that you do for all of the different setup and all of that, all the different processes for going from the discovery phase of your client project all the way to launching the website, having all of that documented and templatized in your project management template keeps you really organized. So you're not having to go in and remember what the steps were and what you have to do in what order. Because a lot of times those types of things are things that need to be done in a certain order, especially when it comes to migrating and launching a site. And so if you have everything stepped out, broken out into steps in the project management template, it makes it very easy because you just follow the guide and you don't have to try to remember or do things out of order and have to start over. And so it not only saves you time, it makes it way easier. So we highly recommend doing that. So these are the types of tips that we teach in our Divi Business Expert course. You can learn about it on wpgears.com. We actually, as a bonus, give away our project management templates that you can use in Asana or Trello, depending on what platform you like to use. And so, if you're interested, you can go to wpgears.com and check out the Divi Business Expert course. But that's the end of this episode. Hope these tips were helpful. Let us know. You can comment it on our website, wpgears.com, for episode 537. If you like these tips, if you have any additional tips you'd like to share with us, let us know if episodes like this are helpful and if you want us to do more of these types of episodes in the future. If you can like, comment, share, write us reviews, that will help us continue to grow WP the Podcast and get more people listening on a regular basis. So thanks again. We will see you in tomorrow's episode. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.